Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Did Aiden Ross just put his life in danger for his favorite rapper? As the fallout from the Kendrick and Drake beef continues to rage on, the popular streamer from Florida has gone to bat for Drizzy to such a degree that he's ruffled feathers in the wrong places. And by the looks of it, FaZe Banks might have thrown himself into the line of fire as well. After running their mouths, they could be faced with a target on their back whenever they come through Cali. And this is why Kendrick Lamar's crew are currently banning influencers from LA. And to understand how we reached this potentially hazardous time for Aiden, we need to go back a little. As a self-proclaimed fan of hip-hop, Aiden has been prone to inserting himself into rap-related issues more and more as his platform expanded. Recently, he revealed that he asked Trump to pardon Tory Lanez if he was re-elected, as well as advocating for the freedom of YSL's Young Thug.
These patriots that are being all terrible, they're going after him, and I hear Young Thug is being treated. I heard the name.
Yeah.
I heard it from other people where they say he's being treated very unfairly.
Very unfair.
So he's got to be treated fairly.
Please.
On other occasions, he has lighthearted exchanges with rappers, while some, such as 21 Savage and Playboi Carti, have gleefully taken advantage of his combination of softness and wealth. Even though hip-hop culture has tolerated him up to a point, there are some things that he maybe shouldn't stick his neck out to get involved in. Now, it looks like the feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake is one situation that he would have been better off steering clear of. For a couple of years now, Aiden has been gradually nurturing a relationship with Drizzy.
You know, you see me in the cut right now, getting my stream on, you know what I'm saying? Drayden Ross, you know, Drake Sinat. I'm in the cut, man. Shout out to all the streamers doing their thing. I don't think you guys realize, like,
Drayden!
Where it goes into the shit.
I can't see me, Aiden. Are you crazy? What's up?
What the f-
Still, the two clearly became friendly to the point that Drake even played a practical joke on Aiden during a dating stream where he pretended the content creator had an STD.
Yo, the nurse said that the pills that you asked for are ready for pickup at the pharmacy. I don't know if you want to go tonight or...
What pills you talking about, bro?
From time to time, they have even been spotted out together in Toronto and LA. Because of this, Aiden has been riding for Drake throughout the beef, although initially, he seemed a little more unbiased. After Like That dropped and ignited the whole feud via KDOT's incredible verse, Aiden disclosed that he heard a Kendrick diss was coming out and seemed to actively encourage it.
Last couple nights, I've been going out. You guys know that. I've been going out a lot. I bumped into somebody who's very close on this Kendrick Drake situation. And there's a bird on the street that Kendrick already has a full-on diss track ready to drop for Drake. Kendrick, I'm a fan of hip-hop, and if you're gonna diss Drake, drop that shit. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Yeah, man, I mean, let it fly. If you wanna diss Drake, let that drop. We all wanna listen to that.
But after push-ups dropped, things immediately changed. And Aiden became one of the many Drake supporters who claimed Kendrick was actively shook by the track and was afraid to respond.
I'ma just say real shit. If it was vice versa, cause Drake dropped so much, if Drake was taking this long, y'all would literally be on Drake's dick, if we're being real. Why is nobody on Kendrick's dick? Kendrick, drop the track. Drop it. Don't even call me a dick sucker, bro. Real shit. Kendrick, drop the track. I'm a fan of hip-hop. Forget I don't even know Drake personally, bro. Forget it. Drop the track. Drop the 4-year track you had on him, bro. Like, bro, Ob's got you in a chokehold. I ain't gonna lie.
Even when Not Like Us came out and changed the whole narrative, Aiden remained unwavering in his support to Drake. But he did admit back then that the song slapped without the lyrics.
I wish he didn't rap about him being a pedo. This song is hard as fuck. It's hard.
But then, things got a little weird as Aiden took it upon himself to become Drake's number one cheerleader. As he began to go on the offensive, he came at the former Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, for shading Drake with his Big as a Super Bowl post in a wild rant that went from topic to topic before praising Drake once more.
That's why he's not the CEO anymore, and that's why Elon Musk is doing a way better job than him, allowing freedom of speech and shit. I don't give a fuck, bro. It's fucking libtard. I don't care. I said it. He banned Trump, and now Trump owns this app. This fucking Quillfest app. It's bad. Yo, Elon Musk did what Jack couldn't do. I don't care. It's better now. X is way better now. It's owned by somebody who supports Trump. Thank God. We needed that. And Drake's wife.
As all of this happened, Drake seemingly rewarded Aiden for his loyalty, even granting him access to an unreleased track between Drake and Dirk that he debuted on his stream. But as their bond strengthened, Aiden got a little bolder in his disrespect towards Kendrick Lamar, and this was about to cause him to run into a world of trouble. Because as he kept acting up across the internet, some dangerous people began to take notice. One of the first tipping points came when he complained about Not Like Us being played at the club.
Nah, I'm loyal to Drake, bro. I'm not dancing this shit, bro. This shit cringe. This song fucking sucks. Don't be a good
This could have been just an isolated incident, but Drake then decided to press his friend in a comment on the stream, proclaiming that he should quote unquote come through to meet the dogs. At that point, Aiden decided to ride for him again at the expense of his friend.
You owe my boy an apology, bro. I don't like how you jammed out and Not Like Us like that.
But if this situation was a spark that could ignite the beef, Aiden's next move was about to pour gasoline on the whole situation. In a stream alongside academics, Aiden Ross platformed a Drake-affiliated goon named Top 5. Fresh from jail, and with Drizzy paying his legal fees, this Toronto MC was ready to squabble on Drake's behalf and claimed that he was about to research who might be in line for a beatdown or dirt nap.
We're gonna play Not Like Us video, and we're gonna look at every nigga in the video, and we're gonna do homework.
To make matters worse, Top 5 then outwardly threatened the artist and put an exclusion zone around his own city, with Ak and Aiden laughing along.
Let me tell you something. Kendrick Lamar can't come to Toronto. I'm here.
Naturally, Top 5 got a huge response out of the West Coast, with noted TDE affiliate Smack letting it be known that they were ready for war whenever he was.
Fuck you in Toronto, Top 5. Bring it, bitch. Come get your blood, nigga. You ain't gotta come find us. We'll find you, bitch. Yeah, fuck Top 5.
And they're going to
mom,
class whenever they meet
sister, up. Fuck your sister, fuck your daughters, all that, nigga. Come get your blood, bitch. Man. He threatened us to take us all off the tables now.
Yeah.
It's off the tables, nigga. You threatened us, nigga. Fuck your whole family.
But it wasn't just Top 5 who was given a stern warning. Because of Aiden's loyalty to Drake and appearing alongside someone like Top 5, Smack let it be known that he was no longer welcome in the City of Angels.
And I swear to God, I'ma slap him, and even if his security is from LA, they gonna get slapped too. So if he comes with some out-of-town security, they really gonna get smashed. There's no fly zone for him. He just put himself in an equation that he can't get out of. Aiden Ross, no fly zone. Please let me know when you get to LA. Please.
Immediately, people from Cali and beyond felt that Aiden had made a potentially grave mistake and shouldn't have involved himself in the situation to begin with. Aiden doesn't realize that there's so many YGs trying to make a name for themselves. They don't care about the law / lawyers. Pop Smoke's Killers is already out of jail. But rather than respond in a respectful manner, Aiden, alongside a nervous-looking Sneeko, decided to dig his heels in and stand his ground.
LA, I'm not banned from LA, bro. I wish somebody would. I swear to God, I'm gonna go to LA. Nobody's gonna do shit to me. I promise you, bro. Like, you think I'm scared of LA? What? I lived in LA for years and years and years. I'm not banned from LA. Fuck that old ass motherfucker on that podcast, bro. I'll smack the shit out of you. Well, not me, but I'm gonna have security smack the fuck out of you.
Telling Smack to go start a family and that he was old, Aiden had once again puffed out his chest in a situation where he probably should have tucked his tail and ran. Besides, viewers felt his attempts to talk tough were completely transparent. I doubt this dude would speak up if a drive-thru fast worker messed up his order. If a grown man stands across him and raises his voice, this guy would fold like a wet paper. These elementary school kids might prop him up because of the internet, but he's a bitch through and through. Soon, Aiden would continue to weigh in on the situation, twisting the advice of community's AD and turning it into a potential lawsuit.
Aiden Ross, let me give you a tip. Security get popped every day, B.
So come do it. Go to jail for the rest of your life. It's so worth it, bro. Your shitty life. Come on, let's try it. Let's make some magic happen. I got the best lawyers of all time, baby. Let's do it. And I'm a low-key sue you for that. You want to? I can't wait.
Once again, this was a pretty bad move. Not only because the lawsuit would only enhance the sense that he was out of his depth, but that he didn't belong in this world at all. Instead, many people argued that while Aiden might believe he's safe in LA, the sense of comfort he feels may be built on shaky ground when it comes to a city like Cali.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins insulin.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Where there may be unknown connections lurking beneath the surface. Motherfucker doesn't know California. Somebody will recognize this guy and beat his ass. They just don't know, man. The bodyguards he hired when he comes to LA are most likely tapped in with the gangs. Trump almost got his ear blown on live TV, and this dude really thinks bodyguards can save him. Influencers may have clout in certain worlds, but streets aren't one of them. Despite this, FaZe Banks, who is a longtime friend of Aiden's and Drake's, said that he could hold him down.
I saw some crazy clip about somebody saying you're not good in LA.
Yeah, some like fat guy.
You need me to make a couple phone calls?
Yeah, bro, that guy's nobody, but go ahead. I need you to be big brother at Banks and figure
just,
that out.
Just letting you know you're always good in LA.
Oh, I know.
I'll walk down Melrose butt naked with Aiden Ross tattooed on my chest.
And we'll stream it and nothing will happen.
That clip actually pissed me off.
But this only led to Smack to make the same call on Banks, making the city a no-go area for him as well.
Oh, this nigga, FaZe Banks.
He's FaZe from here. Banks,
you can't come to LA now, you ass nigga. And I want y'all to do a 72-hour stream, nigga, and walk down Melrose so naked. I can kick you in your ass while you naked.
Oh, man.
That'd be fire if them niggas walk down Melrose Street and saying where I'm at. Cause I swear, I'ma pull up, boy. I ain't better stop the car. And I'll fade both of them at the same time. Nigga, how the fuck gonna tell somebody they good in my city, nigga? Use a
At this point, it seemed like every person who came to Aiden's aid was doing more harm than good. Some fans even felt like the vultures were assembling when Adam22 came to his defense. When he took to his story to say, "I've disrespected y'all worse than Aiden Ross and Banks ever did. You know where I'm at every day and I'm chilling. You guys make LA look goofy with all these empty threats." But after Adam tried to get involved, Wack 100 set him straight, saying that Kendrick was above all of the street drama at this stage of his career. So anyone messing with Aiden wouldn't really be doing it on his behalf at all, and any attempt to link Dot to it would just be damaging to his image.
First of all, Kendrick Lamar is hosting the Super Bowl. He doesn't have goons. Stop trying to dirty up, nephew.
I feel like every rapper from LA has dudes who are willing to do things on the street. No.
Elsewhere, academics felt Aiden was likely untouchable for other reasons that didn't come down to Kendrick at all. Instead, these reasons were skin deep.
I've always said, black people are good at scaring other black people. You ain't gonna scare like a white Jewish motherfucker with a lot of money and a reach to a bunch of powerful people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, come on now. We all know this, right? 2,000 niggas get killed in Chicago. Let one white dude get hit in Chicago. Well, white dude with power, because I'm gonna see that for later. White dude with some power, or like, let it be a senator's daughter or son. Let it be a billionaire's daughter or son. Man, they are shutting down that neighborhood, man. Niggas is going to jail, okay? Not even jail. They're getting executed.
Despite all the speculation over what it all meant, one person who was known to be very close to Kendrick eventually decided to speak out. Taken to his IG, Hitta J3, a known Westside Pyru who grew up with Kendrick, weighed in on the situation to subtly let Aiden know that he should back off, saying, "No wonder Cardi didn't take your podcast serious. You be kids with some fame and let it go to your head, Aiden. Tell your man since he's so tough, come to Compton, not LA, Drake. They not the same." In a surprising turn of events, Playboi Carti himself co-signed this message. It's unclear whether it was this comment from a known KDOT affiliate or something that happened behind the scenes that changed his tune, but clearly something spooked Aiden. Because before long, Aiden had reconsidered his position, perhaps realizing that paying security and actually being shielded from harm are two different things. So he issued a formal apology to the city.
"Guys, I've been talking to people from LA. I'm actually coming to LA in probably like a couple weeks. Don't put GGs in the chat. Probably coming in a couple weeks. Gonna probably do some horror night streams. Gonna go around, do a couple podcasts, stuff like that. So, but I do want to clarify and take a step back and really, you know, in the moment, obviously, I was talking crazy and shit. I'm not necessarily apologizing to people I was talking towards, but I do want to say one thing. LA is to not be fucked with. LA is a serious place, and I love LA. Seriously, I love LA. Now, I'm not folding. I still say people that were coming at me.
Now, between the apology and some other channels, AD of Community has let it slide and accepted a truce. Even after Aiden threatened to take him to court. "I'm 2-0 being sued this year. Shout out to Aiden Ross. We're gonna put something dope together for the city. Westside." After this initial post, AD went into detail on stream, with some even accusing AD of valuing the brand more than his principles and giving Aiden special treatment as a result. Selling morals for money, Aiden is a clown. "Next time AD gets into it with someone black, I want him to be all about peace and squash it fast too. Y'all giving these white boys a pass, and wanna go so hard against people like you." But while AD is a known crip and noted figure on the West, he doesn't necessarily speak for the whole coast. In fact, he doesn't even speak for the whole Figmunity, as Smack has insisted it's not over until he says it is.
"You ain't taking, you ain't following suit with AD?"
"No, not in this one. Not in this one. Not on this one.
AD, call in, homie."
"Yeah, not on this one. Ain't nobody talk to me, bro."
Although they might have averted the problem for now, this close call should be a cautionary tale for Aiden, Banks, and people like them. I don't know why people try to play street games. Leave the streets alone. Leave Kendrick's name alone. Leave TDE alone and leave LA alone. Do your little stream, play your games, and go about your life. I grew up around real ones, and they not giving me any warning. They pull up and crash out. But while Aiden is clearly naive in this world, there are others who should know better that they were playing with fire. Some even argue that it's on Drake to defuse this kind of thing, as opposed to actively feeding into it by calling out Cheezer and gassing Aiden to declare his loyalty for him in such explicit terms. Drake is almost 40 encouraging this behavior. Ack and these other fools will learn that there is a real world outside of streaming. They can and will get touched if they keep making unnecessary threats. Others such as Ack see both sides of what went down, but contended that if things ever go truly left, then the responsibilities lie solely on the man who are behind the mics in the first place.
Aiden Ross, he probably doesn't give a fuck about hip-hop beef like that, but Drake is his guy. Nah, I don't want to be in the club while I'm dancing to a song dissing my friend. Nah, I'm cool. If I'm Smack, be like, nigga, fuck you then. If you feel that way about Kendrick or the song, I agree with, not agree, but I understand both sides. And for the people who are trying to trump this up to like, oh, this is going left, I keep telling y'all this. If anybody ever get hurt or dies, only two people to be blamed. Drake and Kendrick, nobody else.
Above all, it's obvious that Aiden Ross really should learn how to interact with rappers, as by now, he's had a few near misses that could have turned out a lot worse for him. Till next time, my friends. Peace.